الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. As we've been discussing, our real object is تلك الدار الآخرة, the life of the Akhirah. That is our real object, not this dunya's life. And there, our dunya's life is preparation for that life. Dunya's life is trials and imtihanat, and the Akhirat is the place of results. There we will get the results of how we lived here. Dunya's life is very temporary. The life of the Akhirat is forever and ever. And our maut will come, if Allah save us all, that if it comes on kufr, we die without iman, then a person goes to Jahannam forever and ever. And if he dies with sins upon him, and Allah does not forgive him, out of Allah's kindness, he did not make tawbah, Allah does not forgive him, then he will have to pay for his sins and stay so long in Jahannam. And the third, those who die with iman, they made tawbah, they had all their sins forgiven, they will go directly to Jannah. So there is a choice, which is either Jahannam for those who die without iman, and nobody of us got guarantee how our mort is going to come. So continuously we have to beg in the court of Allah Ta'ala. And we have to ask of Allah's mercy and His kindness. Never have pride in us. Never look down upon somebody. Cry over our sins. Otherwise Allah protect us. And so the fire of Jahannam, we should also keep it in mind. Allah has discussed it from the beginning of the Quran, right till the end, the different aspects of the punishments of the fire of Jahannam. For example, one place Allah Ta'ala says, لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ. There will be clouds of fire on top of them, clouds of fire below them. In other words, a person will be sandwiched in fire. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَهُ. Allah warns us about this. Think of that. What will be the condition? يَا عِبَادِ فَاتَّقُمْ. So, O my servant, fear Allah Ta'ala. Stay away from that. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be people, it will be announced, catch hold of him, خُذُوا فَغُلُّوا, and hope to catch hold of him, fasten him in chains, fling him into the fire of Jahannam. Yeah, in this world, sometimes we drink tea, hot tea, we like hot tea, but we just sip it, it's enjoyable. If by mistake we took a little gulp of that hot tea, and it burns us in our mouth, it burns us while it's going down the water pipe, then also we find how lot of difficulty just with that one gulp of tea. And in the fire of Jahannam, the people will have to drink of the hot boiling pus of the people of Jahannam. And a person will have no choice. It will be such that the upper lip will go right up, the lower lip will come right down till his navel. The effect of that hot, hot boiling pus of the people of Jahannam. And many people will be piled up one on top of the other, and then they will be just thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Many times we read, Allah save us all of a stampede of this dunya, and people all falling on top of one another. And then the people who are at the bottom, how they suffocate, we can't imagine. If a person just cannot breathe properly, how he suffocates. And this piled up all one on top of the other. And then as a heap, they will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. There will be enmity of the people of Jahannam. They will fight with one another. You caused me to come here. We didn't. You did it yourself. They will fight with one another. That they will be screaming, وَمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحٍ رَبَّنَا أَوْتَ اللَّهِ. Take us out, please take us out. They will speak to the guards of Jahannam. قَالُوا لِخَزْنَةِ جَهَنَّمْ هُدْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah make little bit of azab less, but the sufferings will carry on. So yeah, this is the life to save ourselves from that. When we get there, we can't save ourselves. Now we have got this choice. So Allah has given us this opportunity. And on the other side, the ni'mat of Jannat we cannot imagine. What ni'mat there will be. And that is Iman. Allah has given us this Iman. It must be our worry, primary worry, to look after this Iman. As much as we can do, and we are very weak, we beg and we ask Allah to save us, to keep us with this Iman, take us with this Iman. We stay away from gunas, all types of sins, thinking bad about somebody, having evil thoughts about people, all types of sin, that there can be pride, doing things for name and fame, worldly gain, etc., and continuously tawbah. When a person goes to Jannah, he will get all the great, great ni'mat of Jannah, where there will be such ni'mat la aynun ra'at, no eye has ever seen such ni'mat. A person will be shocked what ni'mat there will be. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ, and no ear has ever heard of what ni'mat they can be. وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ, and no person can ever dream or think also of the great, great ni'mat of Jannah. Jannah, there will be the rivers of milk, pure, more whiter than milk also, sweeter than honey also, and more purer and cleaner than water also, and more enjoyable than wine also. The wine, the people of this world, whoever they think they enjoy, wine that makes you drunk, and then you don't know the difference between your mother and your daughter. You don't know the difference of anything, of the right side on the road or the left side. You don't know where you're driving. But that's a pure wine, which will be just enjoyable. There will be zanjabil there, the beautiful rivers and fountains of zanjabil, and all the other beautiful, and the fruits of Jannah. They will come down right to you where you want it. And every bite will be more better than the previous bite. From the fruit of Jannah, Hurul Ain will come out. And that nobody ever touched them ever before. You know, you will get such pure wives and such pure, wonderful damsels, the beauty which nobody can explain. And they will be pure and clean. And they will be the most loyal that can be. And that will be for you. They will be virgins forever and ever. All that enjoyment, and that all depends on how we live our life here. So yeah, this dunya's life is not for the sake of this dunya. The things of this dunya, all the ni'mat put together of this dunya, will not compare to the least ni'mat of Jannah. The very lowest ni'mat of Jannah, all this ni'mat of dunya together cannot compare. So we are in this dunya not for the sake of this dunya, we are here for that life. And we are here to prepare for that. And we have to keep that in mind all the time. And we, for ourselves also, our families, our friends, the whole ummah, and we have to worry of this for the whole of mankind, that the whole of mankind, jinn and ins, all can get saved from Jahannam, and all can enter into the pleasure of Allah and into Jannah. And Jannah with all its ni'mat also is nothing compared to Allah Himself. And a person will get Allah in Jannah. Allah will be making tilawat of Quran Sharif. And that enjoyment cannot be surpassed when a person will have the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that. And this is why we are here in this world. Whatever conditions are coming and going, the conditions are there. But it should not overtake us so much that we forget our real object of life, our akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq and prepare for that life, and Allah bless us all out of His mercy and His kindness with Jannah directly. No azab whatsoever, no displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah bless us with His pleasure, and He bless us with all the ni'mat of Jannah, and give us a taste of it in this dunya also. And there also forever Allah bless us with that. May Allah give us tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.